I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. At Windy Knowles Farm in Laurens County, Bill Coburn raises ducks and sheep. He's retired from farming full-time, but he still makes a living on one of his favorite pastimes, training border collies. The shaggy, mid-sized dogs have a natural instinct to herd animals, and Coburn says he's been working with them for nearly 30 years.
I had cattle here to start with, and my first border collie, she could get the cattle up. I could tell her to go get them, put them in the barn, or put them on the trailer. She could do it, but I didn't have control over.
Coburn saw another farmer working border collies with specific commands, and he realized good training could unleash his dog's full potential.
If it's a good dog, he knows whether the sheep's going to go left or right. They can cover the ground so much faster and everything. Take an elderly person like me on a farm like this, that dog can take the place of 3 to 5 people.
Coburn began training his dogs to follow directions on the field.
Lie down.
He can tell a dog to go to the right.
Away to me.
To slow down its approach to the sheep.
Walk up.
To go to the left.
Come by.
And many other commands. He also trains his dogs to respond to whistles so he can direct one dog at a time.
Now see what I'm talking about? How many men would it take to do what these dogs have just done?
Coburn says the dogs love their time on the job.
And they are workaholics. They will get out on a hot day. They don't care how hot it is. They'll work. And if you're not careful, you can overwork them because they're black and they absorb a lot of heat. And people can pet them anytime they're working. But if I need the dog to go somewhere, I can just hit this whistle here and they'll take off. Forget about the petting because they'd rather have the work than they would the petting.
In the past, Coburn judged and entered his dogs in competitions. He says a border collie can be trained to work on a farm by about 12 months old, but it takes longer to train the dogs to compete.
When they're about 18 months or somewhere in that nature, you ought to have them working for competition or doing most of your farm work. Trialing is a little bit more difficult because everything's supposed to be on a straight line. And they deduct points, anything you mess up or your dog messes up. And you'll find out more errors are made by the handlers than they are the dogs.
Coburn retired from competing, but he still shows his border collies regularly at demonstrations throughout the Southeast. At the state fair, he'll show the dogs in action for a few select afternoons. The fair's general manager, Gary Goodman, says the exhibit is one of many that provides fairgoers the chance to learn about animals and farm life, which they might not otherwise experience.
It's a facet of our society that people are less aware of than they have been in, say, 50 years ago. Nowadays, we've become an urban society. And it's just a way of educating people, letting them know of the things that are still unique to animal raising, and also entertaining to a certain degree.
As a result of this societal shift from rural to urban, Coburn says training border collies to work on farms has become even more relevant.
It'd be surprising just how many farmers are getting those because help is getting hard to find on the farm.
As for whether a border collie makes a good pet off the farm, Coburn has this caveat.
They're working dogs. If you don't give them something to do, they're going to find it. And a lot of times you don't like what they do. They'll tear pillow cases or cords on television or anything like that.
Bill Coburn and his border collies will be at the state fair on October 18 and 19. For more on this story, visit SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Huntsberger.